Hello, Conference USA fans, and welcome to another episode of the CUSA Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Radford. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. If you're our audio listeners, you can find us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Today, we are still talking about all things Conference USA basketball and what some might say the most underrated basketball conference right now. Today, we have Eric Jones joining us to go more in depth of men's and our crazy, crazy standings that is happening right now. And we're only in our fifth week of conference play.
Right. Well, I'm happy to be on again. And as Jessica said, it is turning out to be a logjam, literally, in the middle of the CUSA men's standings. We have two games separating our top eight teams. A tie for first place with three teams in UTEP, Middle Tennessee, and Jack State. Followed at 5-2, followed by three teams at 4-3 with Liberty, Kennesaw State, and New Mexico State. And then obviously a good La Tech team right there at 4-4, and WKU right behind them at 3-4. So turning out to be a great season so far, very competitive. It's been really fun to watch.
So according to KenPom, we rank 9th among 31 Division I leagues right now. So, you know, let's talk about, like, what's going on in our standings in the games last week and how did they go?
Yeah, I will say Jack State was the team of the week last week. Winners of four straight, huge road wins at New Mexico State and UTEP. Playing their best basketball right now after 1-2 start in league play. Now sitting at the top of the standings at 5-2. You know, they have one freshman on that roster, and that's Kel Runhouse. CUSA Freshman of the Week this week, really stepped up big time in both those games for the Gamecocks. Jaron Pierre Jr., you know, still sixth in the nation in scoring at just over 21 points a game. Those guys are playing really good ball right now. And they got Liberty at home this week, who, again, the Gamecocks are 7-0 at home. I'll be really excited to see them play on their home court and hopefully get a packed Pete Coliseum there in Jacksonville.
Yeah, for all our fans, we spoke to Jaron Pierre Jr. today, and he said a lot of great things about just that home court advantage, and it's nothing like playing at home. There's no place like home.
Oh, yeah, and you could tell his face lit up when we mm-hmm. brought up playing at home. You can tell they really get behind it. It lights a spark under them. So, again, excited to watch them play at home.
Middle Tennessee is also at home this week, and they are 3-0 at home right. for conference play.
Right.
You know, Jack State, they're undefeated at home the entire season. But how do you think Middle Tennessee will go into this week?
I think it'll be, very interesting matchups with New Mexico State. You know, losing two games this weekend, they're going to want to bounce back. Obviously, it's going to be tough on the road, but they got playmakers. They got guys that can score. Peter Filipovich has been unreal scoring and rebounding for the Aggies. But then you have Esau Mustafa at Middle Tennessee, who's been unbelievable down low for the Blue Raiders, and Justin Porter, who just keeps scoring in bunches. Justin Porter tallied 28 points in a win this weekend at Sam Houston, marking the third game in his last four games scoring 27 or more points. So he's really stepping up right now for them. It'll be an interesting matchup, and then again to see them, you know, bounce back on Saturday with the game against UTEP, who is arguably the top defense in the country right now. They're first nationally in steals per game and first nationally in turnovers forced per game. And this weekend we saw that from Otis Frazier III, who was incredible on Saturday against Kennesaw State. I would think that was the game of the weekend this past week. Otis Frazier had 8 steals. It's unbelievable.
So let's just talk about Kennesaw a little bit. Like, just there, we always talk about Adrian Woolley, but of course they have some other playmakers that you think can be, like, key players in just the rest of conference play.
No doubt, yeah. No, Simeon Cottle again, and they're in the backcourt with Woolley. He had a good weekend this past weekend. I know they probably didn't want to – that tough loss there on Saturday, a two-point loss to UTEP, wanted to come away 2-0. I know they were dealing with all sorts of travel issues trying to get out there to El Paso and Las Cruces on Thursday and Wednesday. But, you know, excited to see them just keep getting after it in this league. I know it's a long season. We're about halfway through right now. But you just got to keep pedal to the metal with these guys. They're a young group, as we, always mention. they're always going to have a little bit of fire in them. And it's exciting to see how Coach Pettway, you know, instills this with this team.
Talk to us a little bit about WKU, right? We went into this season, you know, they just coming off of our conference championship last year, right? And now they're 3-4 in conference play. What do you think some things that they need to do to, you know, just give them that push to ignite that fire in them?
Yeah, obviously, under first-year head coach Hank Plona, this team has dealt with a little bit of an injury bug that I've seen. You know, they still got guys like Don McHenry who can really score for this group. I think they can still be, you know, they may not be the top of the league right now, but can be a dark horse, you know, later in this second half of conference play. And again, you never know what happens when you get to the tournament in March. Yeah. Anything can happen then. So excited to watch them and see how they can improve here in conference play.
No, for sure. And what are some games to watch this weekend?
Oh yeah. We've already mentioned a few, with Middle Tennessee hosting New Mexico State and UTEP. Excited to see those matchups, but then you have Liberty going on the road, to Kennesaw State and to Jack State, a Liberty team that's, you know, trying to get back into that top of the standings there. So excited to see them and watch. Kennesaw State and Jack State are both undefeated at home on the entire season. So it'll be interesting to see how those matchups play out.
It's so funny how we talk about how the men's are all locked up, and I feel like the women's are kind of the same. You know, not as close at the top as the men's. Right now we have Middle Tennessee and Liberty. They're both tied for first place right now. They're both 6-1 in conference play. Then we have WKU, who shot up 5-2 because they started conference 0-2, which we were kind of surprised about. But hey, they've been on a 5-game winning streak. Liberty's been on a 5-game winning streak. These teams are not letting up in conference play at all. So we have WKU in that third place for 5-2. La Tech is 4-4. And then we have four teams right now tied for 3-4. I think last week was a crazy week for women's as well. We had Jack State, we had Kennesaw. They were both 1-4 starting that week, and they notched some great wins against New Mexico State and UTEP, and they were both at home. So I think also we talked about home court advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Jack State, Kennesaw State, they took care of that home court advantage as well. Of course, we have some power people, some make some scores, getting some rebounds, you know. Princess Harden, she was our CSA Player of the Week. It was her fourth time getting it this season. She's literally averaging, 15.7 points per game in conference play, and she's averaging 14 rebounds per game.
Incredible.
She has been insane for them, and she's, a senior forward? So I know they're leaning on her heavy for their veteran leadership.
And I think to have a piece like that on your roster in this league, to be a factor in, you know, offensive boards, defensive boards, is crucial to any team in a league, but the way she's doing it right now is unbelievable.
And I know Jack State, let's talk about it was some close games this week. They won it within 4 points. They won 72-71 against UTEP in overtime last Thursday, and then they won 60-56 against New Mexico State on Saturday. So those were some very, very close wins, and that just, you know, just speaks so much to these teams if they can close out close games. And it doesn't matter, I don't think it has to be at home. I don't think you have to be, you know, the away team as well, but we have some very, very close games, and it's both on the men's and women's side. And me and Eric, we talk about this every single day. We're so excited for Huntsville because it's such a toss-up. We just have no clue at all. Of course, on the women's side, we know Middle Tennessee is really, really good. Their scoring margin is ranks number one in Conference USA. They're beating teams by 20-plus points, and they definitely showed that this past weekend against Sam Houston and La Tech, right? They won both of those games with over 18 or more points. Jalen Gregory doing well, especially from the three-point line. That girl cannot miss. Yes.
Always has been. No, and speaking on the, you know, the scoring margin, it's nothing new with this Middle Tennessee team. You know, they look to blow teams out, and that's the way they go about it, and that they play fast, they play quick, and, you know, it can take you a long way to do that. But it's also good, as you mentioned earlier, in these close games, that can also take you a very long way, especially when it comes to these neutral site games, and down later in the stretch of the season where, you know, you really find out who you are when it comes to, you know, minute left and you're down by two. You know, how are you gonna respond? Or you give up a big shot, and, you know, everyone seems kind of depleted, but no, you got to get back up. And it talks about the coaching and the type of leaders that we have on some of our teams.
Oh, for sure. And Yes, we do have some close games, but we also have some dominant wins as well. WKU beat Sam Houston on Saturday, 33 points. Yeah. So that was their first time, you know, shooting 60% in a game since they shot 60.3% versus Austin Peay in 2015. And that was their largest, you know, like, margin of victory over a CSA opponent since FIU in 2018. So that is a really, really good get for them. Josie Gilvin has been doing so well for them on all sides of the ball. She's getting points, rebounds, steals. She's a very, very good defensive player. She gets a ton of steals. She had, 11 steals in one game, and that tied the record for a Conference USA game. So she's doing very, very well for them.
Incredible. Yeah, she's been... I know she's been around the league for a while now. I've seen her name all throughout the years I've been here. So, again, just another key leader in this league and for that team.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I think some games this week to watch. With so many teams tied up at 3-4, I think we have to just say Jack State at FIU, I think, would be a very, very good game. I think FIU, they have some key players that can shoot the ball. Isnell Nadebo, we have to give her a shout out because she has been a monster part of their success, especially during the start of conference play. I think Jack State would. They have Maya Barnes. She's doing very, very well for them. And just key pieces that can score. So I think that one would definitely be a back-and-forth game as we talk about tight games. That's on Thursday. Middle Tennessee at New Mexico State. New Mexico State just lost 2 in a row on the road. I think they were at the top of the standings before this past weekend. They have something to prove, especially a statement win over Middle Tennessee. I think would be a very good confidence builder for them, especially going into the rest of conference play. So I don't think they will let up. I think they'll give it.
Talk about that road trip is, again, never easy for anybody in the conference. Basically traveling, it feels like cross country sometimes. So, and I know the last time Middle Tennessee had lost 2 games in a row was a Texas trip when they went down to UTEP and UTSA, I believe, 2 years ago. So you never know. Obviously, Middle Tennessee is a great team and having another great season, but you never know. It's Conference USA basketball.
Where anything is up for grabs.
Yeah.
On Saturday, though, we also have WKU making the same trip, as we all know, travel schools. You know, they always go together. So WKU is also making that western half of the conference trip as well. So they'll be playing UTEP on Thursday, and then they have New Mexico State on Saturday, which I think Saturday, that would be a definite game to watch. We have Josie Gilvin. We have Molly Kaiser, who's still leading, you know, the conference in scoring. And she's, 7th in the nation right now for points. And she's not letting up. She has, 21.8 points per game right now. And she has been an integral part of New Mexico State's success, but also she can't do it alone. So we also have, you know, some of those key components to step up. And like I said, they went 0-2 last weekend, so I think they'll definitely do it. And at home court advantage.
Yeah, nowhere more comfortable than there.
We also have our baseball standings coming out. Not standings, but our preseason awards. So our preseason rankings have came out. Our preseason pitcher and player of the year has came out. And Eric, he's also our communications person, our media person for baseball. He loves baseball. So let's talk about a little bit of what's going on for baseball.
We're super excited to get 2025 baseball season going. Obviously, a very, very competitive baseball league. As we've seen, you know, last year we had two teams make a regional in DBU and La Tech. And as most of you all have seen now, the poll has come out. DBU and La Tech right there at 1-2, followed by WKU, who's had 2 really great seasons under head coach Mark Raritan in his first 2 years there. Sam Houston, Liberty, Kennesaw State, all right there in the middle of the pack, followed by FIU, Middle Tennessee, New Mexico State, and Jack State to round it out. Super excited to see where this league goes. We lost a lot of talent. You know, we had La Tech with Ethan Bates. DBU had Ryan Johnson going to the draft. Miguel Santos there at DBU. But a lot of guys coming back to a DBU team that's going to be hungry again for another conference championship. And obviously to make another, you know, run in the tournament. We'd love to see them get, you know, past the regional into a super regional and hopefully to Omaha. But we'll see how it goes. You know, a lot of fun non-conference opponents for our schools. You know, DBU is getting to play at Globe Life Field in Arlington against LSU on a Wednesday night in February. I will definitely be there attending that. Sam Houston's heading to the Frisco Classic this year to face LSU, K-State, and Nebraska. Bunch of big Power Four opponents for Sam Houston. They're always, you know, right there on the cusp of making a regional and making a late push in the season. La Tech goes on the road to Southern Miss on the second weekend. Big rivalry there for the Bulldogs to go back down to Hattiesburg. And they also play at Wichita State. So two really big road series for La Tech early on before conference play gets going. And then Liberty. Liberty has, I would say, a gauntlet of a non-conference, you know, midweek non-conference schedule almost year in, year out. And they get to play a little two-game Tuesday-Wednesday series with Clemson. And you see teams like NC State, Duke, you know, all those teams there in the ACC, it feels like. So very excited to see that. You know, we have our preseason player of the year, Grant Jay. Actually, the second year in a row, he's won preseason player of the year. Excited to see what this junior campaign is about for him. I know it's a big one, as most of these guys usually look to get drafted after their junior year. And he's a stud catcher. This kid can absolutely rake. He had 300 last year, 21 home runs, I believe around 55, 60 RBIs. I was super excited to see how his bat can, you know, play in that lineup there in the middle of the order. And then our CUSA preseason pitcher of the year, Jared Jenkins, who had a very good second half of the year last year for the Patriots, will be leading a very, very strong pitching staff. You know, you have him, Luke Pettit, who's coming back for his sophomore year, and same with James Elwanger, who dealt with a little bit of injury last year, but the guy can absolutely sling it. He's touched triple digits, so those three guys I'm really looking forward to watching there on that Patriot pitching staff. But again, yeah, super excited to see where this season goes. A lot of new faces in the league. Kennesaw State, as you know, they're in the middle of the pack. You don't normally see that sometimes from a newcomer to the league, but they've proven themselves there in the A-Sun that they can play some good baseball, and they've made a few regionals as well. So excited to see where this league goes this year. Excited for 2025 Conference USA Baseball.
I just have to ask, since you are just, you know, the expert of baseball here, and we're looking at our preseason poll, who would you say is a dark horse right now?
I would look at some of the, so you look at 7 through 10 there, and you look at FIU, Middle Tennessee, New Mexico State, Jack State. All four of those teams have hitters that can hit. I'd say 1 through 9 in their lineup, they can hit. And if you take any of those teams lightly on any given weekend, they could easily take 2 or 3 from you. I think those four teams there have guys that have bats in their lineup that can really do damage, and games can get out of hand in a hurry. I think if it's going to be real crucial to have depth on the pitching staff this year in our league, and it's always a hitter's league. So, you know, you score runs, you win games. So I think any of those four teams can be a real, real dark horse. And then WKU, which they'll hit you in the mouth with some small ball and pitching and just fundamental defense that will win you games too. So all sorts of styles of baseball in our league. I think at the top of the league there, watch out for WKU. Under, you know, third year with Mark Raritan era, I'm excited to see how they play.
Oh my gosh, see, we all have like our own sports that we love to talk about. So you see how Eric is just so on point with, not saying he's not on point with basketball, but baseball is like, oh my gosh, you get it. Like, I get it for volleyball. Josh has football. He could probably talk about softball a lot. Sarah.
I had played back in my
day. Yeah. Oh, you may have, you know, little here, little there, Jake. Eric was really good. So don't let him, you know, be humble. But thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, yeah. Always a pleasure.
Can't wait to hear you talk more about baseball, talk more about basketball. It'll be so great. But it's always
fun.
Yes. Crossover season. We love crossover season. That's always the best. Next up, we have our interview with redshirt senior guard from Jack State, Jerron Pierre Jr. Joining us on today's podcast, we have Jack State's redshirt senior guard, Jerron Pierre Jr. He's currently leading CUSA in scoring and ranked 6th nationally with 21.1 points per game. Thank you so much for joining us, Jerron. Okay, so you transferred in from Wichita State. You sat out all of last season. You're obviously putting up some crazy numbers for Jack State right now. How is it like being back on the court, and what was your preparation like just for this upcoming season?
I mean, it felt wonderful to be back on the court. My preparation really was just coming in this summer when I got to Jack State and really just grinding, keeping my head down, and letting everything just pay off for me just because I sat out a whole year. So me taking that year off really helped me mature my mindset to get myself ready for the season.
The Gamecocks are the hottest team right now in the league. You guys are on a 4-game winning streak. You just had a big some big pair of big wins against New Mexico State and UTEP on the road. You know, like, what is it that's clicking for you guys right now?
We're playing together. We're trusting each other. I mean, we're working every day in practice. So that's really what's making us get these wins on the road.
What has head coach Ray Harper just been telling you guys, like, at practice and in the locker room that has propelled you guys into a three-way first-place tie right now with Middle and UTEP? You guys started 1-2 in conference play. So what has he been telling you guys?
Man, he wouldn't just tell us, like, urgency, preparation, like, come in there every day and get our work in. Don't come in there and play around. Like, get it out the way, because the way we practice, the way we're going to play in the game. So it's been showing for us.
You guys are undefeated at home throughout this whole entire season. What is it like just playing in front of your home crowd? And what is the motivation behind, you know, just staying undefeated for the rest of the season?
There's nothing like playing in front of their home crowd. When they come to the gym, they get loud. But we always say protect the peace. So that's what we got to do.
Caron House, he just earned CUSA Freshman of the Week honors this week. He's the only freshman on your team. How has it like just been developing him and just watching him grow and improve this season?
It's been wonderful watching him grow and improve. I mean, when he first got here, he came in here and he was just like a dog. And he kept that dog mentality, but he had to find himself like with the team and how he could play with us. So now that he didn't find himself, I mean, I like seeing him go out there. I tell him when he get out there, man, do you. I run to the corner and let him play.
You guys have a big upcoming game on Saturday against Liberty. They're 4-3 in conference play. They're on a 2-game winning streak. What have you guys been doing just this week to prepare for that game?
Well, we just got back not too long ago, so we really just been in preparation, going over their stuff. I mean, locking in defensively, just going over our offense, making sure we remember everything, but really just trying to play faster. That's it.
And you guys are at home that game, so you need all your fans to come out for sure to cheer you guys up, because that'll be a difference maker in first and second place right now. Our standings is obviously, as you know, very tied up with first and second. So I think that'll be a very good game for you guys. And at home, it could be to your advantage. You're halfway. Well, we're almost halfway through conference play. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have accomplished a lot throughout the season with you scoring as many points as you are right now. What are some things that, you know, you want to accomplish that you haven't already?
First place in the conference. I want to win the conference. I definitely want to win that tournament to punch that ticket, but just winning overall, I want to have winning behind my name. I mean, I'm accomplishing everything else that I manifested and put down. So really just winning.
So we have some like fun questions to ask you. You know, we always do a segment called CUSA Eats. So if I was to visit Jack State, where would you tell me that I have to go try?
Athena's.
Okay, what they have there? What do you be ordering?
That's the place. I ordered this voodoo pasta with no mushrooms. So they got like sausage, shrimp, chicken. It's wonderful.
Okay, I saw that you love lasagna. Have you found like a good lasagna place out there yet?
Let me just get the whole cooker. Right.
Hey, it's nothing like a home-cooked meal, so. Okay, so pre-game ritual. What is some things that you just have to do before a game?
Pre-game ritual. We'll have shooter runner, like, 1, we'll get out at 2. I'll come back, like, an hour before, get my shots up. But mostly me just listening to music. In my own head, that's it. Calming myself down, my own zone. But music most of the time, that's it.
So what song? What's the favorite song right now? A song that you got to play?
Man. I got too much music. I be changing. Probably.
You don't have a favorite song?
Playing Big Young Boy, Killer Season.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that one. Last one. Who has inspired your style of play? It could be an NBA player. It could be a family member, a friend, anybody.
I don't really have, like, I can't say inspire. I mean, I watch a lot of people and take bits and pieces from their game, but most of the time throughout my sitting out, I watched a lot of Kobe, watched a lot of AE. So like, I took bits and pieces from their game. And I just compared it with mine, what I already had. So probably Kobe Bryant and Andy Edwards.
Okay, I love that. What is like an upcoming game that you're, you know, looking forward to? Like, you know, especially it could be on at home or on the road, but we're almost going through everybody. But what are you looking forward to?
Our next game at home. I'm really looking forward to all four at home because it's at home. Feel wonderful.
I love that. All right, that's all I have for you, Jerron. Thank you so much for joining us. We're really excited to see how you guys finish out in conference play, where you guys will end up in Huntsville, your journey in Huntsville. We're really excited for the Gamecocks this season.
Thank you.
Thank you to Eric Jones and Jerron Pierre Jr. for joining us this week. And thank you guys, fans, for just watching this whole entire episode. We'll see you next time.